can hurt me, but they can't harm me. You know, it can hurt my feelings, but they can't harm me. But my words can harm me.
Amen.
You can get over what somebody else say, but you're going to become what you say. You're going to eat the fruit of what you say. You understand? Somebody can not like you. People can praise you. People can criticize you. That's like water off a duck's back, because your anointing will keep you. But what you say, what you're consistently saying, is what you're going to become. That's what you're going to have. Amen? All right. So go with me to Matthew chapter 15. We're talking about life and death. Choose. Matthew chapter 15, starting at verse number 7. Now, I purpose in my heart, I don't like to offend people. Amen. With words. But you know, when you're telling truth, as this is revealed to you, sometimes people can become offended with truth.
Amen.
How many know that's the truth?
Amen.
No matter how nice you try to dress it up or say it, still get offended with truth, because their deeds are in darkness and they love darkness rather than light. But Matthew chapter 15, and let's look at verse number 7. The Lord talking to the Pharisees. Matthew 15, verse 7. Now here's, and this, Lord used some strong words with these guys. He said, "You hypocrites." That's what he said, right? "You hypocrites." He's talking to the Pharisees.
Amen.
The ones that wasn't fair, you see.
Amen.
The hypocrites.
Amen.
See, God has no patience with hypocrisy.
Amen.
It's one thing if somebody just missing it and messing up. You know, God is patient with people to bring them. But hypocrites, people that know better, but they're doing it anyway, trying to pretend, trying to deceive, theatrical. See, hypocrisy has to do with theatrics, people that are pretending, people that are playing a part.
Amen.
God has no patience with that. He says to the Pharisees, "You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, 'This people draw near unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.' And he called the multitude unto and said unto them, 'Hear and understand.'" He says in verse 11, "Not that which goes into the mouth defiles a man, but that which comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man." Then came his disciples and said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Then answered Peter and said unto him, "Declare unto us this parable." Jesus said, "Are you also yet without understanding?" He said, "Do not you yet understand that whatever enters in at the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out into the drought?" Now, he said that in a King James way, but you know what that means, right?
Amen.
Y'all know what that means?
Amen.
Or do I have to get graphic here? Okay. "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies," let me say, etc., etc., etc. "These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man." So he set the record straight on the hypocritical Pharisees, because The Pharisees were judging them because they were eating without washing their hands. Now, what it meant, not they didn't wash the dirt off their hands, but they did not ceremonially do the washings of the six water pots. And so they were judging them for that. But Jesus said, you hypocrites. He said, you may clean the outside of the vessel, but inwardly you are dead men's bones. You are whited graves. So he said, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Come on, the day where people fake it till they make it has come to an end. Amen. I'm already preaching better than y'all clapping. I said, the day of faking it till you make it is over. We have come into a new era of faith, a new era of kingdom. And now it's going to get real. I said, now it's going to get real. This is where the rubber meets the road. The devil ain't playing games. He's playing for keeps. And it's time that the people of God start playing for keeps and stop playing around. Amen. Time you got real with your life, real with your thoughts, real with your desires and your motives, real with your relationships. Amen. That day of pretense is over. So Jesus rebuked these folk. Now in Deuteronomy chapter 30, let's go a little Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse number 19. Principle of this word is true even in the New Testament, which we will see. The word of God says here in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Isn't that interesting? God says, I have set it before you. It's within your grasp, but it's up to you which you choose. No matter what circumstances surround your life, God says, choose. It's before you all the time. When you would do good, evil is present. Amen. It's always around, but he says, choose. You must choose. And he says, choose life that you and your children, even if it's not for you, if you think you're past the flower of your age, choose life for your children. Choose life for your grandchildren. Choose life for the people that are following you. Noah was told to enter the ark, the only one that found grace. But he said, you and your family, for I have found you righteous, Noah. Amen. Amen. See, there are people that will be blessed because you are found righteous. Amen. Not because you're so good, but because you have chosen. Amen. Noah found grace in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation. The only one left. Amen. So it don't matter if you're the only one left on your job. Ain't nobody saved. The reason why that job is still going on, because you are there. Amen. Amen. And if you keep choosing life, that life will expand and enlarge. And before you know it, somebody else will come into life. See, it's like leaven. You put yeast or leaven in a big old thing of dough. Give it a little time. That whole lump of dough will increase because of the leaven. Now, choose life. In James chapter 3, let's jump back to the New Testament. James chapter 3, and give you some tools for your victory. Amen. Our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. They're mighty through God. We have to cease fighting a battle just in the natural realm. Do what's necessary in the natural realm. But there's a place, there's a realm, I call it the quantum realm, where when our faith is operating there, we defy, we override naturally. I'm not talking about we go against stuff. Don't act foolishly. Like the devil tempted Jesus, said, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down. Now, he could have, but why would he do that? Why would I jump way down there just to prove something to you, Mr. Devil? You're a liar. You're a deceiver anyway. I ain't got nothing to prove to you. Amen. Amen. I'm here to serve God.
Amen.
He said, the Lord God only shall you serve. Amen. That's Jesus rebuked him with the word. But the enemy wants you to do stupid stuff.
Amen.
Now, we don't want to do stupid stuff.
Amen.
I said, we don't want to do stupid stuff. Amen. God, you know, as a matter of fact, we're to obey them that have rule over us.
Amen.
But let me say this. This is a time where folk need to wake up.
Amen.
Amen. We're not like just blindly following everything.
Amen. Amen.
You need to put your discerner on. Cut your discerner on. Amen. Put your thinking cap on and say, wait a minute. These dots ain't connecting right. Something is going wrong here. See, discerning of spirits is a fruit of this, is a gift of the Spirit of God. And any child of God should be able to discern some things and say, wait a minute. Something is wrong here. Something demonic is here. Something's trying to take my liberty here. Something's trying to take my freedom. Something's trying to bring me into bondage. Amen. The truth will always set you free. But the devil's always trying to bring you into bondage. And what precedes bondage is fear.
Amen.
Wake up and smell the coffee. Amen. I don't care who it is. If they're propagating fear, if they're fear-mongering, loose here. I ain't listening to nothing you got to say. God will speak peace to his children. God will speak life to his children. God will say, there's always a way. Amen. There's always a provision. I'm always going to be in charge. I got you covered. I had you covered before you got in that mess. I got you covered before this virus came. I had you covered. I saw it coming before the foundation of the world. I knew, and you would be one called into the kingdom for such a time as this. I ain't worried about nothing. Why are you worried about everything? Listen, God never starts anything unless he's already finished it. The devil always trying to throw something in there along the way. But God already finished this thing. When Joseph went into that pit, God already saw him in the palace. Even though he couldn't see it. God already said, I know where you're going. But the word's got to prove you. That word's got to try you. That, see, everything that God ain't planted in your life, all the sycamine trees will be rooted up. All that stuff that carries no real value in your life. Everything not like God, ungodly thoughts, ungodly aspirations, desires, lusts. All that stuff that's worldly, God is burning that stuff.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.